and bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I want to get back into the calls here, but real quick, just want to invite Jesse there listening to WIMS. I presume that he's still tuned in because we just wrapped up what was basically a half an hour long, 40-minute long conversation with him on a variety of different subjects.
It still felt like we cut him off there at the end because we're tied to the clock.
Yeah, I wanted to keep it going, but we also have people on hold. Yeah. And I wanted to keep it going because it was such a great, intelligent conversation.
It's just like talking with us a few years ago. That's why you think it's intelligent, because he sounds like we used to.
Well, yeah, but there are people that, if you listen to the Free Talk Live Saturday show, we're on a whole lot of markets there where people will tune in for the first time. I mean, we're constantly getting new listeners tuning in on our Saturday show because we just have a much larger reach on big radio stations all around the country that particular night. And so when we hit somebody with a message of this principled message of freedom that has never heard such a thing before on talk radio, in a lot of cases they get very defensive, very angry when they're on the phone, and it becomes a... I know that. That's what I'm saying. In a lot of cases, we're dealing with someone who might be making some similar points as Jesse, but in a much less tolerable manner, I guess.
Yeah.
And Jesse was much more coherent and calm in his position, and very able to make those points intellectually without ranting or shouting and things like that. And I appreciate the ability of having a discussion about these issues. I could tell that he was considering the things that we were saying, whereas if it was more of an argumentation kind of situation, that might not have been happening. So you had mentioned that we neglected to give him a little invitation, right?
Yeah, if he's coming here to New Hampshire, he's going to Manchester and probably going to tour the state to see what he thinks. Please, we have social Sundays here in Keene, and if you're going to be in town on Sunday, drop by Vendetta in Keene for social Sundays at 4 p.m.
Yeah, what you can do is you can go to nhfree.com and freekeene.com. Those are two of the better, more populated websites. And actually, the forums on each of them are good places to go when you are planning a trip here. You can say when you're planning on coming and when you're going to be here in New Hampshire. And if you let people know what your plan is, a lot of times, besides the normal events that are occurring, that's usually the best way to meet people, is to just show up at one of the pre-planned events. But if you're coming out on a Friday afternoon or something like that, and you're limiting to Sunday, then you just want to let people know in advance that you're going to be here, and you might be surprised how many people show up.
I don't participate on the forums. I'm not a forum lurker. So if you if you're coming to Keene, drop me an email at mark@freetalklive.com. We'll have coffee.
Go get some coffee. Sure. All right. 800-259-9231. And one thing you can guarantee, that if you move to New Hampshire with a small government mentality, you will have some of the most interesting conversations with the other activists here, because you'll find a lot of people that are in the same place as you, and you'll find a lot of other people that, like me, have moved beyond that particular place, and that is the idea that government is appropriate at some levels, and that another way to say that is the idea is the coercion against peaceful people is appropriate at some level. So you'll start having some conversations unlike probably anything you typically have where you live, where the selection of liberty-oriented people is relatively few. So great conversation. Hopefully we'll hear from Jesse again. 800-259-9231, because I took some notes about some of the things he was saying, and I don't know if we'll have time to get to them because other people want to talk. So let's go to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Okay, so been waiting for an hour.
Patience is a virtue, Nick.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
That's the nature of talk radio, I'm afraid.
Before I get into my main topic, I wanted to discuss, for a second, antidepressants, which I believe you guys were talking about in our article.
We were,
right?
Yes. Record numbers of Americans, 27 million Americans, are supposedly taking antidepressants today.
Yeah. I took the antidepressants. It never really worked for me. I still got depressed, and I still get depressed today. So I don't think it made much of a difference. That's just my personal experience.
How do you get undepressed?
I don't know. Sometimes I just listen to music. Sometimes I talk to my friends. Sometimes I hang out with my friends. My girlfriend, maybe. It all depends, I guess, on how depressed I am.
Well, then I would prescribe you do more of those things.
Yeah.
So what else?
Exactly. Not medicine.
Yeah.
What I wanted to talk about was patents and copyright laws. And And I've been sort of discussing this on a forum on MySpace. There are groups there that you can debate stuff. And yeah,
That's what forums exist for.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for convincing people of stuff, I might add.
Yeah, no, not really. So I just wanted to discuss, people think that if you get rid of copyright laws and patents, everybody will start copying each other. It would sort of make sense, I guess, but there's just this fear that innovation will be halted and that it'll basically ruin the idea of the free market. And I'm personally anti-copyright, so I was arguing with a few people. And,
well, the guy to go to for this is, I believe, Stephen Kinsella. He's a libertarian patent attorney who, well, ironically enough, is against the idea of patents. And so he does a really great job of just laying out all of the points that somebody
What's
might make in favor. Stephen Kinsella?
How do you spell that?
K-I-N-S-E-L-L-A.
A-N-I-S-S-L-A?
K-I-N, that'll do it for you.
Kinsella. So he lays out all of the points that somebody would make in favor of copyright or IP patents and that sort of thing, and really just tears it up. He does a great job of that. But Dr. Mary Ruart also did a fantastic job this year's Liberty Forum when we had her on the show. She was telling us about how it is that the patent, a lot of people believe that, well, we might be able to get rid of patents here and there, but not on the medical industry, not on the pharmaceutical side of things. That's bad. And she pointed out that actually prior to the idea of patents coming about, there was plenty of innovation. People wanted to be first to market with the ideas, even though they knew that the generic companies would come along and you know, essentially borrow those ideas and resell them. There was still value in being the first to hit market. And it was enough value to make it worthwhile. Plus, she pointed out that you don't have to spend all this money on patent attorneys if there are no patents. So a lot of the money that's being spent in the research and development area is actually being spent to acquire and to hold and to keep patents. And so that's a very expensive area to engage in business. And so if you don't have that overhead, that's more money that you can put into research and development or marketing or whatever else you want to put it into. So there are a lot of reasons why that is just a mistaken position to believe that the government is somehow helping the marketplace by restricting it. Any thoughts?
I see your point. I mean, even before there were patents, I'm sure there was innovation. I mean, I didn't really go in depth about the history and stuff. It was sort of government, you know, the product should be free for anyone to use and improve on.
And you know, I think it's government that counts on people not knowing about history. It counts on that, because if you don't know about history, then it's easy to accept at face value that, oh, well, you know, the patent office has been there for my whole life. Obviously, it's, you know, a good thing that we have that there.
Yeah, that's the fallacy you guys were talking about before.
Right. And it's easy to fall into. I mean, it sounded like I was falling into it in the beginning of the show. Thank you for the call tonight, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, actually, what I was doing was confusing paper currency with notes, with, like, actual checks or something that represents something that's in an account somewhere. So 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But government is very, you know, it capitalizes on people's ignorance of history. We were just having a conversation the other day with one of the police lieutenants here in Keene, New Hampshire, and some of that I think has been posted to the blog at freekeene.com, where he was surrounded probably by about 30 activists. It was him and, like, one other cop standing in the background with her hand on her gun. They were just peppering this guy with questions, and he was, to his credit, doing his best to give, when he answered the questions, as honest answers as possible. Some of his answers were, I'm not going to answer that. But he just was ignoring the history of alcohol prohibition. And we were all trying to tell this guy, hey, just do a little bit of digging. Go ahead, just look into the similarities between alcohol prohibition and the current drug prohibition, and you'll be surprised at what you find. And, of course, he's come trotting out with all the usual excuses about, well, he had a brother who was on heroin and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, drugs are evil and blah, blah, blah. But just look at the history, man, and he admitted to basically not knowing much about it. And that's what the government counts on. It counts on you remaining ignorant about what's gone before.
And would his brother have been better off if he'd have spent 5 years in prison for this heroin?
Good question. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Read the drop dead gorgeous. the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new Bad Girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the Facebook profile. You can become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the way you get the free one. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so we'll continue taking your phone calls and go to Todd in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
I don't know if you guys saw Bill Maher's real-time show last Friday, but there was this gentleman on the panel. Have you ever heard of British historian Niall Ferguson?
I have not.
Okay, he's a professor and historian at Harvard University.
Okay.
He talked about the Fed, and he was defending the Fed and Ben Bernanke when Bill Maher brought up Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill, H.R. 1207. He said here, and I quote, "And my grave fear is that the Congress is going to get power over the Fed. That's the nightmare scenario, that we have those crazy people on the Hill starting to control monetary policy. And then I will really go back to Britain." And I thought this guy was crazy. I mean, he was just basically an apologist for Ben Bernanke, saying that Ben Bernanke was doing such a great job, you know, whereas, you know, he was taking over for, you know, the previous chairman. And now, next thing you know, I think that when you've got these apologists for the Fed, considering that the Fed is pumping out more money, you know, with all this fractional reserve system, defenders of a central bank is, it's not surprising. I mean,
well,
given, you know, the kind of...
He's defending the central bank, obviously, there, but at the same time, his point, from his perspective, his point kind of makes sense. That is that, and it goes back to something you were talking about earlier, Mark, that you'd rather have the one dictator making decisions rather than a coalition of 100, or in this case, 435 or 535 little dictators. And so if that's what were to happen as a result of the audit of the Fed bill, is that Congress was setting the policy for the Federal Reserve more explicitly than is currently run by the board of directors or whoever it is that's doing it now, that would make things probably a little more bureaucratic and a little more bungling because it's still just a monopolistic organization now being run in an even more difficult manner. But I don't think he's not addressing the issue of getting rid of the Fed. He's just saying
fear mongering is what he's doing.
Right.
My God, this 1207 that Ron Paul is advocating, we will destroy our entire Western civilization.
Yeah.
I mean, who can take somebody who says that seriously? Really? You don't want to audit the Federal Reserve because never been audited?
But what he's saying is dishonest in that the Congress already is in charge of the Federal Reserve, aren't they? I mean, couldn't they decide to abolish the government's ties to the Federal Reserve? Couldn't they?
Well, they could. Yeah,
right.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's very much possible.
So he's just worried they're going to take a more active role. That's what his concern is. And it's really just shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Well, I see where his point is, but he's not addressing the problem, which is getting, you know, ending this bureaucratic, centralized monetary policy that we have and getting back to, say, a commodities-based system run within the realm of the free market. He just basically is cheering on, you know, Bernanke like he would be cheering on Alan Greenspan. So I just don't see exactly what is to cheer about from this guy's perspective. I mean, this is a guy who came out by his critics that he was defending colonialism. So he's very much of a neocon in that area anyway. But I just think he's come – I understand where he's coming from, but I don't think he's really addressing the problem, which is
– Oh, why should he? Why should he address the problem?
FUD. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. All he wants to do is spread FUD all over the place, and that way maybe 1207 won't go through.
Bill Maher is not going to hold his feet to the flames on any of those things, so what do you expect, right?
True, but then again, I will say that he's not very much of an expert on monetary policy now, is he?
Was he appearing as an expert on monetary policy? What does he teach?
Nothing.
Well, I thought he was a professor at Harvard. I'm sorry.
No. Bill Maher. But this professor did write a book on monetary policy.
I see. Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, just, you know, anybody can write a book and anybody can be a professor.
That's what I called him for.
It's not?
That's pretty much what I call them.
Thanks, Todd, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, okay, another talking head on television took an anti-freedom position. I mean, what's new, right?
Yeah.
Another talking head on television refused to address the core issue of eliminating the Fed as opposed to just changing around the management of the Fed. Of course, is the issue of eliminating the Fed really on the table? Not really. The issue is auditing the Fed that's on the table.
If you're going to eliminate the Fed, you're going to need some evidence. And apparently the evidence that we've collected up to this point
isn't enough.
Isn't enough to eliminate the Federal Reserve. So perhaps it's, you know, you can get some more evidence. I'm for getting more evidence.
Okay.
Maybe that will be useful.
I'm not keeping my fingers crossed on this.
I don't necessarily believe that it's going to happen, but in this area, I'm kind of conspiratorialist. I believe that the people that have the reins of power just have them too tightly in their hands. However, am I against getting the reins out of their hands? No. And if people are having progress trying to pry the reins out of their hands,
Aren't against getting the reins out of their hands?
I am against getting the reins
you are.
Out of the hands of people of the people that have the power. And returning them to the people that deserve that power.
Very good.
The individual.
Let's go to Canada, where Dylan is on the line. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Dylan. Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, great. Hello? What's on your mind tonight, Dylan?
I have a story, actually, from the Philippines.
Okay.
You know, I think most people know, like, not the most stable government. And in lots of these times, some of the provinces further away from the bigger cities, they sort of have their own thing going on, almost libertarian. And what happened was this girl was sexually molested by a richer man. And, of course, he had the courts bought out. But what happened was when she came out, the entire community around her ended up ostracizing this man. And to this day, he's afraid to leave his home, which he's, you know, invested lots into.
Wow.
He's either out of the city or in the city, but you'll never see him around.
So you're saying that the courts were bought out by him, he legally won the case, but the people's ostracism was far more powerful of a punishment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this happened 10 years ago, and, you know, it's still very visible.
That's amazing. Great example. Yeah. Thank you for that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's everything. I just want to share that story.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call. And, of course, that was 10 years ago. The Internet was around 10 years ago, but it's certainly much more integrated in our lives today. What can the Internet do to help improve reputation, finding out what someone's reputation is? I think reputation, as we've talked about, would likely be a very important factor in determining who you have relations with in a future free market society. And I think we're certainly to the point where information can be shared quickly and effectively enough to where we can have some pretty neat rating systems for that sort of thing. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick
pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a chat room at chat.freetalklive.com. It's open 24 hours a day, but best time to find people is during the live hours of the program. Chat.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's chewable, and it includes fruits and berries, including goji fruit, mangosteen, acai is how it's pronounced,
okay.
Acai and nani fruit. And these four super fruits contained in Choose for Health are considered by many experts to be some of the most nutrient-rich fruits in what the world has to offer. You can get a free week trial. As all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling is by calling 1-800-219-8874. It's 800-219-8874. And I'm taking them every day. I like them.
So I want to come back to the topic since we have exhausted the calls. You can call in, of course, at 800-259-9231. We were talking with Jesse last hour, and it was an extended conversation that we'd had with him, but it didn't go long enough to really address all of the things that he had said. And he did say a lot, in my opinion, that deserve addressing. And when we were talking about how it is that in the conservative world, and you and I know this, Mark, because we both came from that particular faction, that in the conservative world there's this common idea that is put forth, and rightly so, that the marketplace can do things better than the government, that services and products provided by the marketplace are of a better quality and they're better provided than the government. Generally, that's what you hear, free market this, free market that. But when it comes to the police, or when it comes to the military, or when it comes to whatever other their favorite government program might be, who knows, depending on the conservative, might even be NASA, you never know, right? But just looking at the military, which as we were with Jesse, I'd asked him, well, why is it that you don't think the market can handle protection services better? Oh, well, we need a standard of service. That was a term that he used. We need a standardized thing that only a centralized one-size-fits-all bureaucracy that everyone's forced to contribute to can provide. And that seems to be a little false right on its face. I mean, because, number one, the marketplace comes up with standards just fine. That's why when you look at VHS, yeah, Beta was still out there to some extent being used in industrial...
Laserdisc.
It had a little bit of competition in the marketplace, but the market had decided that VHS was going to be the standard movie-watching format, at least here in the United States.
Even though both the Laserdisc and the Beta were better formats as far as visually for
this
viewing.
Is true.
I mean, you know, that's what we came up with, standardized.
So that's there. The USB is a standard, the connector that you have on your computers. That's a standard that a bunch of companies got together and decided, we are going to use this. It was something we're coming out with, and we're going to use it across our platforms to make it easier for our users. Of course, cell phone companies obviously have to have some sort of standards that they're operating on, in that way that they can pass one call to another, or one service can interact with another. I can call you from my Sprint phone if you've got an AT&T phone. So standards come out in the marketplace. So it's just fallacious right on its face to suggest that some sort of centralized command and control bureaucracy is necessary for that. And that's saying that, making that exception to your supposed rule that the marketplace does things better, means that you don't have a principle. That means that, well, if standards are supposedly so important, then why don't you as a conservative support government schools? I mean, I presume most conservatives would see the value in homeschooling and private schooling. I from the conversations I've had with them, I believe that. But if standards are important, if standardized service is important, then one-size-fits-all schooling should be as important as one-size-fits-all protection.
Well, I think that mostly they would point out that, well, government schools stink. And I would point out that the American military, government military, stinks. The fact is that the American military, for all the flag waving that's done and the tears that are shed on 4th of July, believe me, I know the feeling. I do. The fact is that we haven't been attacked here on American soil very darn often. One might be able to make the argument for the Pacific Theater of World War II. It's about the best argument that one can make for having a military. And
you have to ignore history.
Really, the Army wasn't necessary, really, in fighting that war.
Well, you're arguing for an Army and a Navy. I'm pointing out that there should be no coercive military protection apparatus. I'm pointing out that these things need to be voluntarily funded, so in the marketplace they can actually have effectiveness. I mean, you're right, Mark, from a constitutional perspective on that.
The constitutional perspective is that there is not supposed to be a standing Army.
Right, so you're right about that, but even if it did say it in the Constitution, it still wouldn't make it right to force
that down
people's
throats. The argument that the conservatives would make against you is a utilitarian argument, and that's what I'm telling you. You're making a philosophical argument. I can see where it comes from, and I'd really like to live in the world where no one's coerced to do anything by a oppressive government or by anyone else. I'd love to see that. I don't know if it's possible.
Well, it's also utilitarian to say that the marketplace can provide protection services better. If you want the best protection services, you have to bring competition into the picture, and there has to be variety available in the marketplace. Now, if what's really valuable is a one-size-fits-all plan, then that's what the market will provide, right? I mean, if that's what people
want... I don't
know
if the market's ever provided that.
Of course not, because that's not what's valuable to people. What's valuable to people are different things. Different people have different values. And that comes back around to one of the things that he was saying, was that, well, there are bad guys out there in the world. This was another one of his arguments. Well, Hitler, bad, bad man. And, of course, as I pointed out, there are a lot of bad guys out there in the world, and the U.S. government isn't doing squat about them.
And some of them actually work for the U.S. government.
That's true. But what he's saying when he says, well, there are bad guys out there, and so we need to put a stop to this, is that his values and determinations about what is bad and what needs to be stopped and at what cost are better than those that are my values.
Right.
And my determinations of what are and what is and what is not appropriate to do around the world. I happen to believe in peace and love and forgiveness, and I don't want to go and involve myself in any world conflicts. I'm not interested in that personally.
Right.
But
and
if you
say
are,
what you want about that philosophy, because I have the same one. Say what you want about it. That's fine. I'm certainly come from a very martial background. I believed in that kind of stuff in the past. Shouldn't it be my right Am I not endowed with my creator the right to keep my money if somebody wants to spend it on something I don't believe in? Just because somebody wrote a constitution and you believe that that constitution gives the American government the right to create a military, which I would suggest you read the gosh darn thing and the writers of and the writers' writings and the Federalist Papers and things like that, so you get an idea of what these people wanted. But even if you do believe that, the Constitution, I never signed that document. I didn't. It's not a contract. It does not bind me.
It apparently didn't bind anybody. Because they aren't abiding by it.
The people who signed it didn't obey it.
Yeah. And the people that are alive today certainly didn't sign it either, even though the ones that have sworn an oath to uphold it, they don't obey it either. So in relation to this this military discussion, it seems particularly appropriate to share something that Mark Crovelli wrote at LouRockwell.com today about being a young man and getting caught up in the fervor of war. He says, in 1999, in the fall, I walked into an Army-Navy recruiting station in Boulder, Colorado, in an attempt to enlist in the United States Armed Services. At the time, I was almost fanatically devoted to the Republican Party, having gone so far as to refound the Young Republicans Club at Fort Lewis College the year before. And I thought it was my duty, in some sense, to serve my country, with a few years of my life spent in the military. I'd always been an athlete, having played both soccer and rugby in high school, and I thought that recruiters would be literally tripping over themselves trying to enlist me into their respective branches of service. As it turned out, I was right to think that I was a prime candidate that recruiters would love to claim credit for enlisting. After I took a sample ASVAB test, which is apparently utilized based on its level of sophistication to weed out the stupendously stupid from the only slightly moronic, the recruiters turned into my best friends, offering to help me get into an officer training program since my scores were high enough. I spoke with the recruiters for a few hours, with my mind all but settled on enlisting in some capacity, and I happened to ask them about several injuries I had suffered in high school. I had broken both of my legs playing soccer, including a femur, and I wanted to know whether the military would care that I had 5 screws in my legs. The question was on my mind because my father had been evaluated for military service in his youth and was deemed to have such flat feet that he wouldn't qualify. The recruiters' faces darkened when they heard the question, but they told me that I shouldn't have any problems enlisting as long as I forgot to tell anyone that I had them. We'll come back with more of this story here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, military recruiting. Bunch of honest chaps. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and these remaining moments, enough time for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, we're supposed to be on a brand new station tonight, but I don't know if they got their switchover taken care of. So I, as usual, don't announce until I'm absolutely 100% certain that we are on. But this could be a very good week for Free Talk Live, providing all of our new stations actually come on board when they say they will. And that doesn't always happen in the radio business because, well, there's not a lot of competition out there. It's a business that's highly regulated by the federal government. And so, you know, there just are only so many players in any given marketplace, and they just don't really have that sense of urgency that people in, say, the new media world do. I mean, in the podcast world, Mark, we're dealing with 100,000 competitors out there versus any given radio market. You've probably got four companies maybe operating radio stations. Not a whole lot. So, but thank you to everybody that does have a radio station that airs Free Talk Live. We certainly appreciate it. In the meantime, here, before your next call at 800-259-9231, we'll finish up this story from Mark Crivelli. He's talking about what it was like 10 years ago when he was just about 18, 19 years old, something like that. He walked into an Army-Navy recruiting center and found out that the recruiters just absolutely loved him until they heard that he had 5 titanium screws in his leg from some sports injuries when he was younger. And that's when they told him that he shouldn't have any problems enlisting as long as he just forgot to tell people that he had the screws in his legs. It says, you have to remember that back in those days, the military actually had criteria for enlistment. Now, this might be hard to believe, but it was possible way back then to be denied the ability to enlist because you were too fat, dumb, blind, or criminally inclined. As you know, we've been kind of monitoring their process as they've lowered the bar and lowered the bar. At least the Army has. I don't know about the other branches, but we know the Army's been just lowering the bar consistently year after year so they can keep meeting their recruiting goals. So they're lowering their goals to some extent, but they're also lowering the bar, and that way they can keep meeting the numbers they've set. So he says, they informed me, however, that if I did choose to forget to tell anyone about the screws and I got injured, that the injuries might not be covered by the military if it was related to my previously existing condition. I left the screening station, or the recruiting station, rather, with seriously mixed feelings about enlisting. I still felt that I had a responsibility to enlist, because remember, he was a gung-ho Republican at the time that he walked in those front doors. And if I could, in order to serve or enlist, if I could, in order to serve my country. And I used that phrase incessantly at the time. But I was wary of having to lie my way in. I was also very aware that I could break another bone in one of my legs, and, or as I did in fact do several years later, which would have left me with a huge unfunded medical bill on my hands. To top things off, I felt seriously insulted that they thought I wasn't a top-notch potential enlistee just because I had a few titanium screws in my legs. I was playing college rugby at the time in the top physical condition of my life, or collegiate, and felt that I could compete with the best of the best that any army or that the army could scrounge up. It shook my faith in the competence of the military to think that it would deem my father unfit for service just because he had flat feet and deem me unfit for service just because I had screws in my legs. With the passage of several months, however, the thought of enlisting in the military completely faded from my thoughts. Then, in the fall of 2001, all of my thoughts about enlistment in the military came flooding back to me. It wasn't that the sight of the 9/11 attack suddenly rekindled my previous desire to join up. On the contrary, by that time, I had already definitively decided the military wasn't right for me anyway. What brought all my... It's amazing what 2 years can do for you, right? When you're a young person, I mean, 1999 to 2001. Doesn't seem like a long time, but a lot can change in 12 months. What brought all my previous thoughts back to me was the realization that if I had chosen to enlist in the military that fateful day in 1999, as I truly had intended to do when I walked into that recruitment center in Boulder, I would almost certainly have been on my way to war. I would have been preparing to board a plane or ship in order to cross the ocean in order to try to kill or subdue people that I had never met. I had not thought about the seriousness of what I was doing when I walked into that recruitment center. I mean, who thinks about that? At age 18, it's guns and girls, man. Guns, cars, and girls. Oh, man, I'm gonna get a recruitment bonus, and I won't have to pay rent, and I'll learn discipline, and there'll be all kinds of, you know, free food, and, man, the military's great.
They'll teach me something that I can use as marketable.
Yeah, college. They'll pay for college or whatever. So you're not thinking about killing. Most, I don't think, unless you are the type of person that wants to kill people, unless you're one of those gung-ho, let's go kill some towel heads type, those guys are out there. But a lot of people joining the military are not thinking about those such things. And he says, so Bill Clinton was in office at the time, and his belligerency had always been confined to invading only the most obscure and irrelevant countries in the world in a dilettantish, albeit deadly, fashion. It never occurred to me when I told the recruiter that I wanted to enlist that I was essentially giving my consent to go fight in a future decade-long guerrilla war in a tribal wasteland or to go fight in an urban free-for-all in the desert. And he might not have also realized that they could stop Lawson, that even if he was consenting to go and do those things, that it wasn't for necessarily as long as they said it was going to be for. Because they can just say, as they have said to many people in the military, oh, you know, you were supposed to leave, but we're just going to have to hold on to you for another 12 months.
You know, and they suggest, I mean, people will call in a defense that, well, yeah, there's this inactive ready reserve, sure, but that's not what they say when you sign
up. The pitch is 4 years.
If the salesman at the car company, you know, made some kind of verbal statement to you and then you got the contract and it was, you know, your payments are only going to be for 36 months. Turns out the payments are for, 6 years. Yeah, you got lied to. And that's what it's like. You say you're going to go in for 4 years, but the active ready reserve makes it into an 8-year stint. That's a lie. And it's not cool.
He says, it's what really troubled me when I thought about how very close I'd come to joining the military, the realization that I would have had to go to war whether I thought it was just or not. I would have voluntarily put myself in a position where other people I had never met, would have been able to tell me when and under what circumstances I would have to board a plane or ship to go kill other people I'd never met. And to top things off, those people I had never met who would have the right to tell me where and when to kill were politicians. The same very slippery scoundrels that I had heard lying to me with a straight face my entire life. It was truly bone-chilling.
Right. You know, and the people that support the military, and I understand where they're coming from, believe me. It's my biggest problem isn't with the military, it's with the government. But why can't these politicians just challenge the people that they disagree with to a knife fight in a freaking in the Boulder, Colorado?
You know why?
Because they're cowards. That's why. I mean, why didn't George Bush say, Osama bin Laden, I'll, you know, take you at 20 paces with pistols?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that. I mean, because then he would show what a cowboy he was.
Yep.
Then Osama bin Laden would have been shown for the coward that he was. No, what these people do, Osama bin Laden included, send out people to fight their wars for them.
The little people.
And the little people do it, and that's a problem.
It was truly bone-chilling, he says, to realize how close I came to surrendering my moral sovereignty to people I not only didn't know, but in whom I had no trust to begin with. To surrender the ability to decide when and under what circumstances a man will kill other human beings is a serious matter, one that ought not to be taken lightly or entered into as though he's signing a car lease. Indeed, the decision to kill is the most serious moral decision a man can make in his life, which is precisely why he ought not to surrender the decision to anyone under any circumstances. The decision to kill ought not to be surrendered to a man's wife, to his mother, or to his brother, and it especially ought not to be surrendered to the most mendacious creatures to walk the face of the earth, politicians. If a man finds himself in a position where he must kill in order to protect himself or his family, then he will know what decision he must make. But to kill other human beings just because a politician says so is the height of moral recklessness and irresponsibility. So if you are a young man like I was, seeking to serve his country by enlisting in the military, I beg of you to consider the seriousness of your decision. Realize that you will be signing over your ability to decide when to kill real living human beings, the very same people who made a living for themselves by lying to you. Think about whether you'll really be serving this country by killing and dying, or possibly dying in some far-off desert or rocky wasteland. Think about whether you could do more for this country by buying a rifle, learning how to use it, and being ready to use it in actual self-defense of yourself and your family. And I might add, think about whether you could do more for this country by staying here and providing a product or service to the marketplace on a voluntary basis, something that'll actually help the economy instead of just blowing crap up. Don't make the same mistake, says Mark Crivelli, that I did in failing to consider the seriousness of enlistment. You might not have flat feet or screws in your legs to prevent you from doing something you'll regret for the rest of your life. It has been Ian here with you
and Mark,
and we will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Show brought to you by our friends over at Stakel CAI. More Free Talk Live tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.